When school districts consolidate under Act 46, all of the assets and debts come under control of the larger, newly merged district. So all of the buildings and buses and sports equipment become the property of that new district. For some school districts, that's been a sticking point. As school boards and voters try to move their consolidation plans forward, VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has this report.
Class today at Putney Central School is being held in the school forest. The Putney Central School forest is behind the school. It includes about 150 acres of wetlands, hills, and trails that the pre-K through 8th grade school uses on a regular basis.
I think that there's no question that the school forest is a central part of the school's identity.
Herve Pelletier is the principal at Putney Central School. The Act 46 talks in Windham Southeast have been particularly thorny, and after a lot of work, the towns of Putney, Brattleboro, Dummerston, and Guilford will finally vote on its Act 46 merger proposal next month. But about a week before the Act 46 vote, Pelletier says Putney will hold a special meeting to transfer ownership of the school forest over to the town. Whatever happens with the consolidation plan, Pelletier says Putney wants to make sure its school forest remains within control of the town.
With Act 46 on the horizon and the distinct possibility of a merger of some sort taking place, the board said, you know, we don't want the school forest to become part of the broader property holdings of whatever district may come as a result of the Act 46 merger.
So, once upon a time, in a land far, far from here, there lived a little old lady with her son.
It's the annual school forest day at Putney Central, and the older kids are set up at stations around the woods with puppets in hand and memorized scripts. The younger classes walk through the forest and stop at each station to listen.
"I'm innocent, Your Honor," cried Benedict. "I was only trying to save the princess from a terrible fire."
Emily Pals is a member of the Putney Central School Board, and she says the school wants to eventually move ownership of the forest to a new nonprofit that can protect the property in perpetuity. Pals says the transfer is designed to prevent the forest from being owned by the Unified District, which Pals says will only complicate things.
If the property gets consolidated into the Unified District, then it would be under the purview of a unified board in which there would be one Putney representative, possibly more, but their charge is not related to our school forest mission.
And Putney isn't the only school district that's trying to come up with creative solutions to sticky issues around assets and debt within their Act 46 plans. In the Washington Central District near Montpelier, the merger plan stalled largely because some of the districts didn't want to take on the large debt of the other districts. And in Newbury, where the elementary school owns the village green, the school board is struggling to figure out a way to transfer ownership of the property to the town. Danielle Cordy is on the Newbury School Board.
The common is really considered sort of the gem of our town. And so our issue with Act 46 is that, yes, we would have to transfer ownership back to the town in order for us to maintain ownership of that and not lose it to a unified school district.
Cordy says, as easy as that sounds, it's getting very complicated because the school building is on the common and the school uses the town hall as a gym. She says the town would reject any Act 46 plan that puts ownership of the village common into the merged school district. The Act 46 vote in Putney and in the other districts in Windham Southeast is November 7th. On November 2nd, the town will decide if it wants to take over the school forest. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Putney.